This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This just in, Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime.
Deal extended till January 17th.
See Home Club for details.
Hey, it's time.
It's time.
It's time for TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Everybody, welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, let me go ahead and get this out the way and say this. Happy New Year to everybody. This is a brand new year, a brand new season here at TMG. Guys, and I am so excited that you've decided to join me on this trip for this brand new year. Guys, I'm so glad to be here. And as always, I want to give a huge shout-out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, today's episode is going to be absolutely amazing. And I know you have been waiting for TMG to start. And whether this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice, let me take this time to tell you, thank you. I appreciate you. And whether you're listening in here in the United States or in Canada, maybe you're in Germany, or maybe you're in Spain, or maybe you're in Trinidad, Tobago, or Mexico, wherever you are around the globe, thank you for listening to this global podcast. I'm so glad and excited to have everybody here. And so, Travis, listen, man, I've been listening to this show ever since you've been streaming. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I appreciate your continued support. Man, today's episode is one I couldn't wait to get started, man. But let me go ahead and get some stuff out the way because I can't wait. Guys, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, Travis, what's that email address? I got you. tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Say, well, Travis, I would love to come on your show, but I'm a little camera shy. As a matter of fact, I know someone who has a great story that would be perfect for your show. Go ahead and send us that email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? You can even remain anonymous if you like. So there you go. You don't even have to come on a show. Guys, everybody. that this show is heard all over the places. And guys, don't forget to visit and share and subscribe and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. There it is right there on your screen. Guys, I want to go ahead and play our affiliate sponsorship information. I want to get that out the way because the moment I do, we'll then go ahead and have our guests come on. But this is going to be good. That's right, guys. Come on in. Don't go nowhere. We're just getting started. We'll be back.
Proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed, sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors, guys. The information is right there in your chat. And if you're listening, if you're not watching this, listen up for it and you will hear it. Thank you, guys. Listen, everybody, today's episode, I told you, is going to be a really great one. If you didn't catch the topic of today's episode, guys, today's episode title, guys, is ouch. Yeah, it's ouch. I don't know anyone who has not said this word at least once in their life. And if you look at this picture of this comical picture, I'm showing guys a comical picture of somebody getting punched with boxing gloves and he making this really funny face, this really painful face. And I don't know anyone that hasn't said ouch before. And let me just help you out. There will be times in our lives where something will make us say ouch. No matter what it is, no matter where we live, no matter what side of town you're from, no matter how you grew up, there's not a person alive who hasn't felt some type of pain and said this word, ouch. Yeah, it's universal. Yeah, it's universal. It crosses borders. In Spanish, it's pronounced I, A-Y, and in French, it is pronounced I, but that's spelled A-I-I-E. But either way, it all means the same thing. It means, ouch, some pain has been felt. The point is, we all feel something at times that just makes us say the word, ouch. And what we are left behind with is trying to figure out the ouches. Yeah, there have been some ouches in our lives. And we're left trying to figure out the ouches, how to work through the ouches, how to work through the pain, how to sift through what was left behind. Listen, our very special guest today is someone who is familiar with dealing with the ouches of life. Guys, do me a favor. Give a huge TMG welcome for Carly Adele. Carly, what's up, Carly? How you doing?
Travis, you have such great energy. My goodness, I can't even top that. How am I going to top that?
It's a
Yes, we are. I love it.
Man, well, Carla, I'm so glad that you're here today, man. I really am.
Travis, I'm so grateful and honored to be here and to share my journey with your audience. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, man, absolutely amazing. Guys, what you don't know, Carla and I have actually been trying to talk since before the holidays.
Yes.
Schedule was bumping and clashing, but we were determined that we were going to talk about this very important subject because we finally got a chance to have a conversation before the show. And Carly, we almost had the show before the show.
We did. We were going off. We couldn't stop. You hit my passion chords hard.
and you know what, Carly? It's one of those subjects. It's one of those things that it's kind of commonplace, and we get almost desensitized to ouches in life.
Yeah.
Ouches in people's lives. We don't see the ouch in other people's lives sometimes because sometimes we get tunnel focus on our own ouch. We can't even handle our own ouches. And it gets kind of tough. It gets kind of tough, Carly. And ouch and what hurts us is a subject that people sometimes, Carly, be honest with you, we don't want to discuss. We don't want to talk about it because ouch. it hurts to talk about that, Carly.
For sure. For sure. And a lot of people don't have people to talk to about things with. They don't really have a support group. So, you know, the people that do have a support group are totally blessed.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. You're so right with that. Carly, you and I had a wonderful conversation before the show. Loved it. I enjoy speaking to all my guests. You are no exception. Now, even before the show began, we talked. So, Carly, do me a favor. Please let everybody know just a little bit about you and about yourself and what it is that you do.
Sure. So I, why don't we start with the year 2018?
Okay.
I think that's a good start. Because that was my ouch year.
Ooh.
And that year, and then who, what I do and who I am is all going to be uncovered through that. Okay. So 2018, without question, was the hardest year of my life. Mm. At that time, I was in a deeply toxic relationship with my ex-husband. And we were together for 8 years. No, wow. We were together for 10. By 2018, it was 8 years. Mm. And, you know, in the beginning, of course, everything's great. You get love.
Right. Oh, yeah. Honeymoon phase. Everything's wonderful.
That honeymoon phase lasted until we got married. So that was a long time. We were dated for 5, got married, and we're married for 5. And you know, when they're love bombing, you don't see the lies and the gaslighting and the manipulation and the deceit. And or if you do, you ignore them.
You ignore him.
I ignored them. Because I did see them. Because you know what? My ex lied on our first date. Told me he was 45 when he was 55.
And
10 year difference. And I was 35. So 45 wasn't bad. 55, that's 20 years.
20 years.
People date 20 years older than them. I did. And, you know, I was like, oh, he loved me so much that he held that from me. What? So anyway, it's like that. It was the kids. It like held back on the fact that he had adult kids that were actually a few years younger than me.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't know he had adult kids. I didn't know he had any kids. And I didn't understand that they were just like 3 years younger than me.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, you know, I put that aside in the beginning of our relationship. We had the best time, very boisterous, loud, larger than life personality. And then by 2018, everything had changed.
Oh, wow.
I literally felt hopeless and depressed and drained. And like I was a shadow of the person I once was. Like Carly, who came into the relationship, was depleted just of everything. And by then we were living under the same roof. We
right, divorced. Right.
hadn't even come up, but we were in separate bedrooms. And, you know, I was emotionally at my rock bottom. And while I didn't want to like end my life, I had literally lost my will to live.
Right.
Like, yeah. That was gone. My zest for life, my joy, my happiness, everything gone. And so that relationship stripped me of my soul. But here's the incredible part. So, you know, big ouches, but he wasn't the first bad relationship. There okay. were others my whole life, right? So I didn't really put it all together until I started my healing journey. And so correct. There's a lot to unravel here. But in 2018, by divine intervention, I began my healing journey to reclaim my life that year. And we mm-hmm. were together for 2 years. So it took me 2 years of healing to become empowered, to feel strong enough to up and leave. And literally one day he left for work. I packed my car and I was living in San Diego at the time. And I fled to Palm Desert. Yeah. And guess what? It wasn't easy, you know, because he held the finances from me and everything. But, you know, that journey became oh, wow. the turning point that led me to a path of healing and growing and mm-hmm. getting my joy back, you know. And today I'm here to not only share my story, but to show others that even in the darkest times, there's a way forward. And if you keep your hope, you'll get there. Hope, carry that hope. You know, that's so important.
Absolutely. So first of all, Carla, we're sorry you had to experience all those things, but you mentioned something before you even started telling us. You said 2018 was when your ouch began. And what's amazing, Carly, is what we don't realize, that ouch will always leave an imprint on our minds. It will always leave an imprint. We can always track down the month, the day, the year when that ouch began. Oh, yeah, we can, Carly. We can.
Oh, yes.
If something happens, Carly, and it leaves an ouch on us, just like when you were a kid or if you were running or riding your bike and you fell and you get this scar on your leg or your arm, and someone asks you, where did that scar come from? Oh, I did that when I was 10 years old. I was riding my bike down the hill. I was running. We were playing. Here it is, 40, 50 years old, and you can still remember that ouch. Because things like this, Carly, it has a way of traumatizing not just our bodies, but also mm-hmm. our minds. And when you have that scar that's left on your body, that scar traumatized your skin. It traumatized. It left a mark on your skin. And now it left a mark in your mind because here it is, you're 35, 40 years old, and you can remember the same ouch. You can remember the same moment. I remember I had on a pair of blue jeans and the blue socks. You remember everything that led up to that ouch. And what gets me, Carly, is a lot of people, a lot of us, and I've been guilty of this. When there is an ouch that occurs in your life, you want to dismiss it. We want to act like it's not happened, and we downplay it. And because we don't approach it with the mind of let me process this ouch, we remain in the ouch. We can't grow from it, Carly, because we're too afraid to admit to it. Let me say that again. We can't grow from it because we're too afraid to admit to it.
Wow. Absolutely. There's a lot of emotional baggage that comes with trauma and toxic relationships, the guilt, the fear, the heartache. Oh, and you know what? I mean, there's also within the relationship, you know, I was physically and emotionally abandoned and shut down when I try to talk. Mm-hmm. My throat was always clenched. My body was always held tight. And when people are in toxic relationships too, their nervous system gets all dysregulated and you're always in survival mode. You can't rest. And that really messes people up. And, you know, for me, like this wasn't the first toxic relationship you see. And they never are. It was just the last one. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was that person that just brushed it under the carpet. Oh, it's always the other people. Guess what? It's not always the other people. It's within you. But now this relationship is holding a mirror to your face, right?
Oh, and- Carly, you hitting on something right there, Carly. You know you're hitting on something because typically when it comes to, you know, these toxic relationships that we enter, and we like to say, well, it was them, it was always them. And I learned we are attracting or drawing to ourselves the way we feel about ourselves.
Yeah.
If you don't feel very good about yourself, you're going to attract something the same way. That's going to make you feel the same way that you feel. And until we change how we think about ourselves, we won't attract that.
That's right. And it's like the law of attraction. Like
exactly what it is. Right? Exactly.
Yeah. As a healed person, I am not going to play around with people that have all of those negative qualities of a narcissist. And I am strong enough that I'm not being codependent. And so those people aren't going to be attracted to me. I'm not attracted to them. They're going to go,
correct.
They're going to go drain the blood of someone else.
Exactly. Right?
So like does attract like, and it's about vibration. See, this is really where I geek out because I'm an energy healer. I use many modalities, and my passion is energy healing because that is what I use to help me heal. And I did that by like releasing trapped emotions, reversing negative limiting beliefs, like I'm not good enough.
Yeah. That part.
Yes. Yes. And then healing core wounds. Everyone comes into this world with, like, within the first 7 years, you get these core wounds and these programs, right? And you have to undo those as an adult. You have to, or they're going to hold you back in life, right? So, you know, the energy healing part is what really I think people are going to start really paying attention to, because it catapults you into a healing state that's unreal, because a lot of people just focus on therapy and speaking to somebody or the physical body, like, oh, now I have diabetes or something. I have fibromyalgia because of the trauma, you know, like, you know, things like bad genes get triggered on through trauma. The more you heal, you'll turn off those genes and heal the physical body, but you have to start on the emotional, mental aspects first, and then the physical body can heal. I don't know. Absolutely. There's different aspects. It's crazy.
I've heard that before, and you know that a lot of things are triggered by the energy we carry, and triggered by the, you know, by that energy energy is palpable. You can feel it. You can walk into a room and you can tell, man, there's some bad vibes in here. We call it vibes, some bad vibes. Man, these vibes just aren't good in here. And everybody in the room could be angry. And you stay in that room long enough, you'll become angry. Everybody in the room could be happy. You stay in the room long enough and you will become happy. It is palpable. And these pains, these ouches that we have endured and we go through in life, these core wounds that you mentioned, these core wounds, those things that you heard when you were 5 years old and 3 years old, that you're not good enough, you're too short. Why aren't you like this person? You're not smart enough. Why are you always last place? Why are you always late? You never could be on time. You're all this. And these core wounds, they become imprinted upon a person. And those imprints that we have on us, those are the things that we need to get rid of first. I was talking to you about, for the show, about something that's called limbic imprinting. Limbic imprinting occurs when a child is young, before even get adolescence, in his first seven, 8 years of their life. And whatever words you tell that child, whatever words you hear as a child, those are the words that begin to imprint themselves upon you as an adult. In other words, the words that you hear as a child, they become your self-talk. Yeah. Oh yeah. See, I all we have to do is listen to how you talk now, and we know how you was talking. Someone was talking to you then. So it becomes your self-talk. And as you become older, as you age, that imprinting on you looks for other things that already believe what you believe about yourself. If you don't believe you're gonna be worth anything, you're gonna believe, you're gonna look for every relationship that says that, you're gonna look for every financial situation that says that, every job that says that. The only difference between you and the next person is the way that you think. It's the way that you think.
Yes. And it's all stored. So your subconscious mind stores all of it.
Absolutely.
And your subconscious mind is like the hard drive of a computer.
It
stores every face you've seen in a crowd, everything you've ever tasted. It knows every memory and experience, even if you consciously cannot remember these things, but your behavior is impacted by it, right? Mm. And you could come into the world with like, okay, for instance, what about babies when they're first taken away from the moms for the nurses to go and clean them up or do whatever? Right. You know, back in the day, like in the 70s and 80s, like my oldest brother was taken away from my mom because he was a preemie. He was gone for 2 months in an incubator.
Wow.
So he had abandonment issues. You know, I don't know if he realizes that, but I do. Because he's like, oh, mom doesn't love me. I'm like, of course she loves you. You know, it's just your situation led you there. But, you know, he's not really big into energy healing and things like that. So I don't really talk or that kind of stuff. So I don't really talk much about it. But I've dropped seeds and mentioned things. But it's true. You have all these little experiences before you even develop your memory.
Absolutely.
And now you live your life according to these programs and rules, and you have to undo them. And that's part of my process, is undoing all the garbage.
Absolutely.
Getting back to your authentic self.
Correct. Listen, let me help out. Let me show you guys how I promise you we didn't rehearse this. Like you just mentioned about your brother and the abandonment issues, right?
Yeah.
I promise you guys, we didn't rehearse it. So when I was born, I had a hole in my heart. And so because I had a hole in my heart, I couldn't come home, my mom. So I had to be in the hospital for the first five years of my life. Now, they couldn't operate on me until I was three years old. So the first 3 years of my life, for sure, I was in a hospital, right? And I was in a plastic bubble. No human contact unless you had a glove or a hospital gown on. So when you say that about your brother, about abandonment issues, those were my very same battles. Those were my very same fights. Because I had no contact. I felt, well, geez, I'm just out here on my own. Got to make it. For all my life, my biggest struggle has always been I got to make it on my own. I got to prove that I am strong enough. I got to prove that I can do something, because from very birth, I had to prove I could live. So I understand about the abandonment issues, because those things, they do imprint on you. And subconsciously, we act in ways that we think, oh, this is just normal. This is just me. How do you know that's just you? Who told you that was just you?
Yeah. No, it's a lie.
It's a lie. Where'd you get that from? Oh, yeah. I just got a bad attitude. Why? Who hurt you?
Yeah.
Who hurt you at a young age that made you go into this defense mode where now you got to fight all the time?
Yeah.
And now I got a quick temper. You don't have a quick temper. Somebody hurt you. Why are you so hurt? Why are you so angry? Who damaged you? Why is there so much pain inside you that now you got a quick temper? What put you on defense? What made you feel that way?
And you know what? Okay, assume responsibility. This is who you are. Now heal it. Okay?
Heal it.
You're not a victim, you know. And if you have that victim mindset, you need to shift it.
Exactly.
And then heal it. Heal it. But when you go to heal it, you know, there's so many alternative ways to heal. There's simple
Absolutely.
Practices. There's the energy healing. Oh my God, like I can't talk more about that. Can't talk enough about that, because you know what I mean. It's magical the way our bodies can heal. It is magic, and the fact that when we experience an emotion, that emotion can either process through, and a lot of healthy people will process through their emotions, but unhealthy people can get them trapped really easily.
Right.
And that was me. So then what happens is that their energy balls, okay, they're about golf size balls, and they can actually get in your body and misalign organs and cause pain. So sometimes the pain that people are feeling is not a physical pain. It's an emotional issue that needs to be released and processed through.
Wait a minute. Carly, you're not the first person that said that. I had therapists on this show that said the same thing. They said a lot of times the issue isn't a physical issue or physical ailment. It's an emotion that we need to release, an emotion that we need to address. Let me ask you, people, everybody that's watching, could it be, is it possible that some of the stress that you're feeling, the pain in your body is coming from stress? Could it possibly be that some of the headaches that you're having is coming? You know, there are stress-related headaches. We feel it in our bodies. But before you feel it in your body, it builds up in you already. Man, that is incredible. Carly, man, I told you this was going to be good, y'all. I don't know why y'all thought I was joking. Come ask you this question. So you told us about 2018 with your ouch moment. And everybody that's listening, you listening right now, you remember your ouch. Yeah, I'm not talking about when you just scraped your knee. Yeah, you remember that thing that made you say ouch, the thing that made you want to close down the blinds and cut the shades off and turn the phone off. You didn't want nobody to call you, don't bother you. We all remember our ouch. Now, while you were processing all these emotions, all this that you just said, didn't tell you he had children, adults that was 3 years younger than you, didn't tell you he was 20 years older than you, all these things that was going on in your life. While you were processing these emotions, were the moments when it was kind of like a sort of stop and go, touch and go, moments when you wouldn't allow yourself to deal with it because of how you felt, then said only to find yourself to go back to it and say, well, I'm going to deal with it. Then you go, well, I don't want to deal with it. Oh, I'm going to handle it. Well, I'm not going to go. Were the moments kind of touch and go with you for a moment? Or you just say, I'm going to process it like a champ and I'm going to take it on?
Well, you know, the healing journey is rocky. It's not just a linear. It's not linear.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, you have moments where you're like, I feel strong and I'm doing well. And then there are the moments where you're like, oh, I feel like I'm back to square, to ground zero. And, you know, it was really hard because he was like, in my marriage, he was a fun guy. We had a lot of fun together, but there was no depth. Right. And so when I left him, I moved from San Diego to Palm Desert to make sure that I did not go back. I was like, I need some distance. So I drove 2 hours away from him and I stayed with a friend and who was a holistic doctor who also helped catapult me into a healing process.
Good.
Yeah. And heal some inner childhood wounds and things like that. But then he'd call. I'm in Palm Desert. I'm like, what are you doing in Palm Desert? You want to have dinner? Yeah, I do. I'm hungry and I want to see what you're up to, you know? And then it took me really, I mean, that happened a little bit, but then it took me like moving to Sedona, which is where I am today. Mm. Of course, you know, there's a good reason I moved to Sedona. And not just to get away from an ex that, you know, I was hoping that I wouldn't get vulnerable and want to go see, because, you know, nobody needs to revisit pain like that,
exactly.
You know, the passion for me to heal was so deep and to be a better person and to feel good, because I struggled with depression my whole life and it was based on the childhood traumas and that left unhealed carried with me into adulthood.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you've got your teenagers, you have your adulthood trauma and all of it piles on top of each other. And I was depressed and I fought that for my whole life. And so my driving factor was to get rid of that depression and sadness that was looming inside of me. And so doing the emotional work on myself and clearing my body of trapped emotions and then finding the limiting beliefs that were holding me back was so important to me. I did not falter in doing those healing sessions. I focused on my healing every single day. And, but you know what? It was COVID. It was 2020. We were in lockdown. So it was easy for me. I couldn't go anywhere. It was easy for me to heal every day.
It's a benefit.
it helped me. It helped me for sure. And I was so overworked. My adrenals were blown in that mm-hmm. marriage because he had a business that I was pretty much running and I did every job in it. So I had to like, really, it was almost like I needed a medical bed, like something to just come go to relax and heal me. And it was like, I found that with these healing modalities that I use to heal the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual aspects of myself. And so it was very important and it paid off because I don't have that depression today. Good. I'm in a healthy relationship. See? I have joy. I have happiness. And I still continue to do healing work once a week. You know, it's continuous, but it's fun and it's magical. And it was the path for me. And I'm so grateful because I know that was God. That was God.
I love it. I love what you're saying, Carly, because it takes us leaning on faith. It takes us leaning on something. Sometimes you have to lean on the impossible and hope for something good. Let me say it again. Sometimes you have to lean on the impossible and hope for something good. You mm-hmm. and I, just to bring up something you just mentioned about limiting beliefs, man, that across the board is really what's hold a lot of us back. It holds us back from being better individuals to, first of all, it holds us back from being better individuals to ourselves. Mm-hmm. It holds us back from being better individuals, saying better things about ourselves and saying better things to ourselves and having better conversations with ourselves. Yes, I have conversations with myself every day. Every day I tell myself 7 impossible things that I can do. Yes, I got that from Alice in Wonderland. Every day I tell myself there's 7 impossible things that I can do. You can do this, Travis. You are more than this. You're better than this. You're better. You have to tell, you have to have that conversation with yourself every day, sometimes throughout the day, especially if the day starts getting tough. You have to have that conversation because you have, and you distanced yourself from your ouch.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Tell y'all something. Just because you distance yourself from your ouch doesn't mean your ouch doesn't know where to find you.
Oh yeah.
I know you think if you move to a different state, your ouch can't find you. Your ouch will find you. You could be in a better relationship. Your ouch will find your number. Your ouch will find your social media. Your ouch will find you. And even if you don't do social media, your mind will still remember it.
Oh yeah.
Your ouch will find you. So we talked about negative limiting beliefs. And I know we discussed things like limiting beliefs and toxic relationships. What are some ways in which these can begin to form and continue to hurt us? Because we talk about them, but what are some ways that these things can begin to form in our lives and continue to hurt us?
It stems back to the childhood. Mm. That's my belief within those first 7 years, because those are when the programs develop, you know, that's when you're hearing those things from your parents who, God bless them. They mean to do the right thing, but they're wounded people trying to raise children.
Whoa, hold, pin a pin. wounded people trying to raise other wounded people. I heard my mentor, my pastor, say this. He said, a lot of times parents, they teach their anger to their children. If the parents are angry, the children will be angry. If the parents are hurt, the children would be hurt. You just said the same thing, and she is not even here in Birmingham, Alabama. So there we go. They're hurting parents teach hurting children to hurt.
Well, check this out. So we can inherit things from our parents, right? They pass down genes.
Yeah.
They pass down all kinds of things. We can also inherit trapped emotions. So it could come down the bloodline. Like I could have an inherited anger from mom's mom going back like 10 generations.
Man.
And you can release that. And you can release it and you can stop the toxic cycle. It can be broken. And that's what I teach. The cycle of everything can be broken. Patterns can be broken easily. You just have to have the tools. And I'll tell you, here's one tool that's kind of an odd tool that you wouldn't think about. You want to break a pattern like a pattern within food and beverage.
Okay.
Do a 3 to 5 day fast. Do a water fast. You'll break some patterns right there.
Wow.
And a lot will come up for you too. Yeah. Wow. It's crazy.
Wow. Wow, man, listen, it's so amazing that you're saying these things, Carly, because we sometimes, I don't know if it's just me, but has anybody here ever wondered why you did certain things? You ever wonder why you had a tendency to do certain things and you didn't even know that your great-great-grandmother, she was the same way, or your great-great-great-nana or your great-great-uncle was the same way, and those tendencies have been passed down. And we wonder, man, why is I can't seem to get past a certain point? We can only go to a certain point because we get to a certain point and that limiting belief kicks in. Because somewhere in your bloodline, somebody in your family got to the same point you are and a limiting belief kicked in. And it began to snowball and snowball and snowball. And it takes practical means to stop this. It takes practical means to break this thing. Man, there is no way that we can, we were talking about ouches. There's no way we can talk about the things that make us say ouch without also mentioning the pain threshold. Because what makes one person say ouch, the other person may not even feel it. They may just brush it off. So there's no way we can talk about what makes us say ouch without also mentioning the pain threshold that each of us have. And each of us have a pain threshold. We also have that point, that line that has been crossed that make us say ouch. We all have that. And because what makes one person say ouch may not necessarily be the same for someone else. The way we process the pain has a lot to do with the way we process what we have experienced. If we are accustomed to being around negativity and self-doubt, we learn to become numb to so much of a pain that we don't even realize we're hurting from it. We don't.
That's
we
right.
don't even realize it's taking us through trauma. We don't realize it's dragging us through the slums. We don't even realize because we're so used to it, we're so accustomed to it, we don't even realize that we're hurting from it anymore. So when someone says it is no longer hurts us, not because it's not painful, but because we're used to it, Carly.
Yeah. Or you've healed it, so it's no longer an issue. Then that could be it too. And I'll tell you this much. Anytime somebody gets triggered with something, okay, if something sets them off, your triggers are your clues to unhealed wounds.
Woo!
And so triggers are gifts. Triggers are gifts. That shines a light on what needs to be addressed.
Say it again about triggers, Carly. They're what?
Triggers are gifts. Gifts. Like a present. And they're gifts because they show you what you need to work on, what you need to heal. Because you cannot change other people, right? So if somebody makes you mad, what is it about you that made you mad? That, like,
oh my God,
what is it within you that needs to be healed? Because you can't change the other person's behavior, but you could change how you react and respond, right?
Wow. Triggers are they're gifts. And you said they let us know what we need to be healed from.
Yeah. They shine a light, but it's like a spotlight on our wounds. Mm. Yep. Yeah.
So
every time, because when you're mad, it's not about anyone else. It's about you.
Man.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you mean every time, Carly, I get upset about something, every time I get angry, it's not the other person. I got a trigger.
That's right. You've got a trigger. You have something within you that needs to be healed or worked on.
And we were talking about earlier, Carly, about toxic relationships. And we mentioned earlier that a lot of times we attract certain things by the way we think, our thinking pattern, what we think. And here it is. I have a trigger. I see a certain type of man or a certain type of woman or a certain type of job or a certain type of career. And I go after it. And I always get hurt when I choose this type of career. I always get let down. And that trigger is telling me that there is something going on inside of me. And it goes back to unconsciously. We think we're great, but unconsciously, we have set our lives. We live our lives based on the unconscious decisions that we're making, and we don't even realize it until somebody hit that trigger.
It's all
you're fine with everybody until they hit that trigger. They're your best friend until they hit that trigger. Oh, I love them, and I'll be everywhere until they hit that trigger. You don't know. I tell somebody this. Yeah. You don't know. You really don't know how much you really like somebody until they make you angry.
That's true. It's more like a reflection, right?
Exactly.
If someone's aggravating you for something, let's say they're late or something. But where have you been late in your life for something? You know, so and was the did that upset you? And did you let people down? And it's always about you. It's never about them.
And now that you're upset about being late, and I get it. I believe in accountability, but now you're so upset that it's terrible, or maybe it could be, you know, somebody who was smoking or whatever it might be. The issue is you have a for instance, I had a long time. I had a problem. One of my ouches was. I had a problem with people who drank alcohol. It was a huge problem because I grew up in a home with people who were my mom was an alcoholic, and thank God she got over it. But for a long time, because of that, it made an ouch for me because I could see how people behaved with it. And I did not want to be around people who drank at all. It was a huge ouch for me. It was a turnoff. I didn't want to be around. I didn't want to talk to you. It was an ouch. And then I realized it wasn't the amount of alcohol they were consuming. It was what was the hurt that was inside of me. When I got past that, it doesn't even bother me now. You could drink like a fish right now, and it wouldn't bother me one bit. Wouldn't even care. No. That's your liver. Go for it.
One of my family members is the same way about when people smoke.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that he used to smoke. Like, he smoked before, but tries to act like he never did. And I'm talking cigarettes, right? And it's just the weirdest thing. And I'm like, you know, just because, he says it's an allergy thing. And I'm like, well, why did you used to smoke? Like, you had allergies back then too, you know, but let them do that. And it's also a control thing too.
Exactly.
Let them do their thing. You focus on you, let them do their thing. Get yourself out of the immediate area if you don't want the smoke in your face, you know, but you can't control you can't go in and change and demand everyone change for you.
Oh, you know? Whoa, wait a minute, Carly, but that's an ouch for me.
No, see, you think
I know everybody. You think we're talking about just relationships? You're always in a relationship. Your first relationship is with yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, your first relationship that means something. Your first meaningful relationship will always be with yourself. If you handle that one right, everything else kind of falls in place. We can't control what someone else does. We can't walk into an environment and expect everyone to conform to what we think and what we feel. We have got to be able to move beyond and be empowered beyond our outs, even if that out means me trying to be controlling. Even if that out means me controlling everybody else and me controlling how somebody else feels and what somebody, even with me, like when it came to alcohol, my out was, man, if you wanted to come to my house, zero drinking. Zero drink. Don't even ask me. Yeah. And now it's like, don't bother me. Don't act crazy, but don't bother me.
Right. You know? Responsible. Yeah.
Because, be responsible. It doesn't bother me because I got past me.
Wow.
I got past that ouch inside of me. And a lot of issues that we have with others, a lot of ouches that we have with others, maybe the ouch begins with what's inside of us. Maybe the pain, the out, has to do with what we see. Maybe that toxic relationship, maybe it's toxic because maybe we're adding the poison to it.
Well, for sure. Like, and I think about all of the toxic relationships I've had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I chose subconsciously to date people that would not treat me right because I didn't love myself. And it comes down to self-love, bottom line, right?
Absolutely.
And that would treat me bad and prove to me that I wasn't worthy of something better because the subconscious mind was trying to make that correct because I felt I wasn't worthy due stemming back to childhood, right? So that subconscious is going to look for that guy, make sure that I know I'm not worthy and prove me right. And, you know, it's just doing its job, you know?
Yep.
But once you flip it, once you flip the subconscious to, I am worthy, and that's a yes, I am worthy, definite, then it's going to do the same and try to find every reason to make you feel worthy, put you in every solution, attract you to people to make you feel worthy. And so it always wants to, you know, find the right thing. And so once you flip it, then, you know, you always want to be on the other side of it. You want the positive side. Yeah. Yeah. And then life starts working for you.
And it's like, whoa, what happened? You flipped it. Yeah. Let me say this right now. There are some people listening right now. There's some things you just need to flip. There's some things right now that you're listening and you say, I want to get on the other side. You just need to flip it. I learned something when I was a kid. I didn't really realize that a coin had two sides to it, Carly, until I flipped it. I didn't realize there was a heads and a tails until I flipped it. All I saw was one side. And maybe all you've been seeing is just one side of life, one side of relationship, one side of your career, one side of yourself. Maybe all you need to do right now is just flip it.
Absolutely.
Everybody that's watching, that's listening, do me a favor. Go ahead and type it in chat. I'm flipping it. It's 2025. I'm flipping it. My mantra for this new year is I'm flipping it. Whatever 2024 held for you, this is the year that I am flipping it.
Yeah.
I need that, Carly. Sometimes we just need to flip it. We just flip it. Before your feet hit the floor in the morning, tell yourself, I'm flipping it. Where are all my flippers? And I'm flipping it. I'm not going to be the same as 2024. Carly, I got to ask this. I get excited. I got to ask this, Carly. How can the way we process these toxic relationships and these even with ourselves, even the toxic relationships that we have with ourselves, how can the way that we process these toxic relationships, these painful moments, these ouches, impact the way we interact with ourselves internally and the way we interact with others externally?
Well, typically, you would people in toxic relationships and people that are wounded and that seek out low resonating places, people, things, they're going to, they're going to be drawn to those situations.
There you go.
And they don't even know it. They're just immersing themselves in it. And so for them, that's their normal. And only until we start to heal that, will they see that's not normal.
They
deserve better and they need to get out and be better.
Guys, let me help you out. And Carly made a great point. She said it's low resonating. Let me put it this way, in case some of you say, what does that mean? Low hanging fruit. Yeah, let me help you out. Low hanging fruit. Why do I keep attracting guys like this and women like this? You're low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
I know. It kind of hurts. It's low hanging fruit. And a lot of times, men, especially men, and I'm going to say this about the men, we will look for low hanging fruit because there is no challenge. It doesn't challenge us internally to begin to think. It doesn't make us say, well, I got to be better. It doesn't make sense. I got to be a better man. I have to be a better individual because this right here is low hanging fruit. Women, we do the same thing. Well, he doesn't challenge me. He doesn't make me be a better person, a better wife, a better mom. He's low hanging fruit. So we look for these low hanging fruit issues, Carly.
Yes.
And we're attracted to it.
Yes.
And until we flip it, it becomes normal. It's normal to us. And then we get things that's just challenging and we kick against it. Like my wife, Nicole. Oh my God. She put up with me. Listen to me, man. She put up with me, man. She put up with me. The person I am, a great bit of the person I am today is because of her. She helped me to flip it. And I'm going to tell you guys this. Get someone that you can be accountable to and accountable with, because it will challenge you. They will challenge you to become a better person, a better version of yourself. They absolutely will. If they aren't challenging you, then they are holding you back. If they aren't challenging you, then they're keeping you where you are. Find something that will challenge who you are individually. What are some practical things that we could do? Everyday things that we could do, Carly, to help change these things.
Oh my goodness. So working on mindset alone. So positive affirmations, like you were talking about, you wake up every morning and you just say, I'm flipping it.
Yep.
The first things when I left, when I was working on leaving my toxic relationship, every day I said throughout the day, I love myself.
Yep.
I forgive myself. I am worthy. My voice is heard. I am love. I am light. What else did I say? I said all kinds of things. Like I had a list and I said it in the morning, afternoon, and evening.
Yep. Yeah.
Religiously. And every time you start thinking, you have to catch your mind, but you could train it to flip and think positive, right? And think instead of, like, people are always like, oh, I'm sick. No, stop telling your body that, because it'll work to make that true. Say, I'm healing. So find the opposite and what you're thinking on the negative side, find the positive and start thinking that way. And so that's easy. That's one easy thing to do. And another thing is you're going to have to do a self-forgiveness exercise.
Oh, that part right there, Carly.
Yes. Yes. Write a letter to yourself. Reflect on your emotions. Release the guilt. Release regret. Practice self-compassion. All you need to do is set aside 15 to 30 minutes in a quiet, comfortable space. Write that letter like you're writing to a friend.
Wow.
Write to your inner child, to your five-year self. Heal that inner child. Heal that child. You know, because that's where we started getting beat up, right? So you can begin with the words like, Dear Travis, I want to acknowledge everything you've been holding on to, .. Address whatever you're struggling with to forgive yourself for. Be honest about your feelings and don't hold back. And if you're mad, be mad at yourself. Let it out on that paper. Acknowledge the choices, actions, situations.
Man.
Yeah. Do it all and show yourself some love. You have to show yourself some compassion. You know, then shift your tone to kindness and understanding. Remind yourself that you're human and making mistakes is part of the journey, right? And then with every hardship comes lessons. Instead of focusing on the hardships, write down the lessons you've learned. I look at my ex-husband's, that relationship woke me up and sent me on my healing journey. I am so grateful for that toxic relationship. Because if I didn't have that, I'd still be on that path, right? But because I had that hardship, because I almost died, because I was almost soulless in that relationship, it forced me to crawl out of that grave that I was in, that hole, and do the work, do the inner work. You
found your passion in your pain.
Yes.
Through your pain, you found your passion. It was already there. It needed the right spark. And that pain brought forth your passion. And most people find their passion through their pain. And I don't know many people who don't have a pure passion. They didn't find it through some type of pain, some type of ouch. Something made them say ouch. But man, Carly, I told y'all, man, this is some good stuff, man. This is good stuff. Tell us more about what a integrative or health healing and wellness expert does.
Okay, so I say that I'm an integrative health and energy wellness expert because I'm a certified health coach and I focus on healing the physical symptoms.
Right.
Right. So somebody has hormonal imbalance or whatever, or we want to focus on diet and nutrition. Okay. I help them with that. Okay. That's easy for people to understand. But I'm also a holistic practitioner in the fact that I have all of these other healing modalities like sound healing with Selvaggio frequency tunes, theta healing for changing limiting beliefs, Vibralight healing, emotion code where I release trapped emotions, body code where you release other imbalances that you have no idea you have, right? And they're just in your energetic field. And so I've merged both because you have to heal every aspect of yourself. You have to heal the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects. You must be balanced in order to be a properly at 100% optimal health.
Correct. Correct.
And so I do that. That is what I do. And so when somebody comes to me to work with me, we kind of go through what their needs really are and then work in those areas, but all together, because we want to have a balance there, right? I don't want to just work on someone's diet. That's not going to work. You know, it'll help, but it's not going to get them 100%.
Wow. Wow. See, that's what I'm talking about because we're more than just one type of, you're human, but there's more to us. There's more to us. And if we don't address all parts of us, we're missing out on the complete healing that we have. Now, I know you also work on something that's very interesting called the Joy Forever After System. Just the name of that sounds amazing. The Joy Forever After System. What is that, Carl?
Oh my God, Travis, that is my heart and soul. That is the program that healed me, basically. Okay. And so it's a 4-month immersion, healing immersion. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's right now for women, and we do one-to-one healing sessions and group coaching and group healing sessions. And there's things to learn because your body is very wise, but nobody really knows how to get the answers they need from their body. So I teach them how to muscle test what their body needs and get the answers that they need, and then how to release trapped emotions. And then there's within the program, there's also, they get attuned to a healing energy, and that healing energy people think about Reiki. This is a different type of energy, very, very new to us, to humanity. It's pure, it's angelic, it's from God. And It releases all the blocks on all the levels. Good. It's intuitive, and it raises your vibration so that, and really, so the two things that jump-started my healing progress was this healing, this energy attunement, and the emotion code. And then my gifts started expanding. Wow. My life started changing. I was strong. I was empowered. But we focus in the program on all the levels. So we talk about diet, exercise, mm-hmm. we talk about the physical body and how to heal it. And then we go over mental, we do limiting beliefs, core wounds. And absolutely. And when people have been in toxic relationships, they form a heart wall. It's a wall correct. Of emotions around the heart. And we clear that. So they work on, it is the fast track to healing and regaining joy, confidence, and happiness. And that way people, I mean, come on. And it's like, here we are in 2025. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs to suffer. Okay. Let's go. Exactly. Let's go. Exactly. So that's a joy forever after is what I named it, because you will have the joy forever, you know, and you'll learn how to do this system and you'll carry that with you through the rest of your life. And also with that system comes the ability to send healing energy to other people and your pets and yourself on a daily basis. So it's a big deal.
I like that. I want to pull something up here, Carly, that you might recognize. This your website here?
CarlyAdellWellness.com. It is.
There it is right there, guys.
There it is.
Awesome.
Yep. Home services. Thank you.
Right there.
Yeah, I do one-to-one sessions, and then I have the Joy Forever After system, which is a 4-month system, a hybrid with online modules and then one-to-one and group coaching. And then there's one-to-one sessions that are like an hour and a half long or 2 hours, depends on what the needs are. I have packages and all kinds of good things. And I can do the sessions remote. So healing can be done remote. So like right now, Travis, I could do a healing session on you and I could tap into your subconscious, work on your behalf and get the answers I need. It's magic. I'm telling you, it is magical. And we are not taught that we can do this at a young age because they don't want us to, you know,
and look at these, look at your people that these rated 5 stars.
Yeah.
Sunia B says the Joy Forever After system was life changing. Oh. After I learned the tools needed, my life is so different. Let's just read more. What did she say? So the wonderful opportunities are coming into my life. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I'm really happy. Wow.
Listen, Sunia, when I met her, she had no job. She was looking for a job, and then she jumped in and got a job making a lot of money, way more than she's made. And so, yeah. And so when you heal, you actually work on abundance of health and wealth. Mm-hmm. So like people's careers will get better. Their finances will get better. Like you just start getting an abundance of everything on all levels, which is really nice because like attracts like. And when you're happy and good things are happening and you're having these emotions of love and happiness, the universe will give you more of that.
You're attracting more of it. You're pulling more of it to it. And I know people think, well, that's just a lot of nonsense. No, if you've ever been depressed or in a bad mood, I promise you are more likely to find more people who are depressed in a bad mood. You're running to them.
Yes, absolutely.
You're running to them because you're already attracting that energy. Absolutely. And if you're happy, if you're in a good mood, you will begin to attract those people. No, because listen, people are looking for someone who's in a good mood. And let me help you out. How do you know that, Travis? There are companies that they will create what's called the culture of a company. And it's that culture that they're looking for. They're not looking for all the skilled people. I want somebody who has some emotional intelligence, somebody who's going to be in a good mood, because I can teach you the skill.
Absolutely.
But what about that attitude that you got once you get the skill? it's not the skill. We can train you to do what we want you to do, but it's the attitude once you come to work. That's the problem we have with. So you answered my question that this could be done. For, I mean, it's just for real, man. I've seen people let go of companies currently simply because of attitude. Relationships go sour because of attitude. We have an attitude with ourselves. So we get an attitude with everybody else. We upset with ourselves because we make a poor choice. Now we get upset with everybody else who makes a good choice. Why are you upset with them?
Yep.
So
yeah.
So you already answered that question about whether it could be done virtually, and that's good. Now I like to ask this of all my guests that come. What is something that you could say right now to someone who said, "Man, Carly, I'm dealing with some ouches right now," whether it be for some poor choices I made, whether it was a toxic relationship, maybe I'm just ouching it right now because of my finances. Maybe I'm ouching it because I don't like who I am. I don't like where I am in life. This is the start of 2025, and I got some ouches already. What is something that you could say right now to encourage someone and let them know that there is joy after the ouch?
Yeah. Well, you know, these painful experiences and moments and bad times, I'm in a slump, they can feel like they've shattered you. You can feel shattered, but they're also the moments that shape you and help catapult you to be your greatest potential. And so the ouch isn't the end of your story. It's just a chapter. And joy comes when you allow yourself to heal, to grow, and to rediscover who you are beyond that pain and that difficult challenge. It's not about erasing what happened, but about finding the strength and the purpose through it. And so I would say you are stronger than you realize and way more capable than you know. And so trust that at the end of the rainbow, beyond all of the gray clouds and bad times, there is joy waiting for you. And it might start coming in small amounts, maybe sprinkle throughout the week, you know, but it comes. And then once you step up and get on your journey and you've come some ways, it's going to be here all the time. You're just going to find joy in everything. You'll have gratitude for everything. That's another thing. Gratitude. Blah. We could do another hour long on that. Wow. Be grateful. Trust and have faith. And joy is going to be in your field and happen for you.
Man, you said something. I put some notes on the screen real quick. Our moments can shatter us or they can shape us. The decision is up to us. Carly, first of all, let me just take the time to thank you so much for joining us today here on TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. I'm so glad that you stopped in. This won't be the only time, Carly, trust me. So keep my number. Trust me, this won't be your last time on this show. I'm so glad that you did. Guys, give Carly a hand clap for being a very special guest. Guys, listen, Carly, don't you go nowhere, Carly. Don't go nowhere. Guys, there is a part of the brain that's called the insula, I-N-S-U-L-A. And what it does, it integrates sensory information with emotional states. In other words, it gathers all the things around us with our tied into our emotions. And it contributes to the feeling of discomfort and the bodily sensations associated with pain. So it gathers everything around us and it can associate that with the pain that we feel. In other words, it's when our brains know something is bothering us, and not only are our emotions are involved, but also our feelings, we can feel the pain. Sometimes the pain that we feel has more to do with the thoughts that we have. Let me say that again. Sometimes the pain that we feel has more to do with the thoughts that we have. Make this year the moment. Make this moment the moment that you flip it. Guys, I'm so glad that you decided to join us here today, guys. You know how it is. You can stream right here each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Man, I got to get out of here. But I always imparting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
This just in, Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime.
Deal extended till January 17th.
See Home Club for details.